everyone. This is the Stay at Home Mom Yeah Right podcast. You are about to listen to my mom. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you like it, please give it 5 stars. Thank you.
Hey, friend, and welcome to the Stay at Home Mom, Yeah Right podcast. I'm thrilled to be joined by Candace Dorsey. She helps individuals and families create a savings strategy for their magical trip to Disney. She's a lover of all things saving money, entrepreneurship, and cat videos. And did I mention she also works a 9-to-5? Welcome to my podcast, Candace. How are you today?
Thank you, Sarah. Hi, I'm doing well.
That's awesome. What has life been like living through this pandemic for you?
Oh my goodness. You know what? It has definitely, I've learned a lot throughout the whole time. So we went remote, when they announced it, it's going to be only 2 weeks. We're like, okay. So throughout the whole time, I've just been taking classes, learning different things, learning how to sell online. And it has really opened up my eyes to like a different, world that I want to live in, So I think the pandemic has definitely taught all of us, it's something out there, something better out there. It definitely taught that, we can definitely work from home. It's doable. So it's kind of like coming from the pandemic, work from home, and then trying to fight to keep that going. So yeah, it's been a struggle bus, but I'm really grateful for it because I really definitely thought about like where I want to be in my life and goals, and thought about like all the things that I should have done, those type of things. So, yeah.
Well, good for you for taking full advantage of the pandemic and actually, looking toward the future and thinking about ways you can make more income and from home. So that's great.
Yeah.
That you took full advantage of that time, the time of pause, actually. So we are here to talk about Disney and how you can help parents and families save for their magical trip. So when did you first fall in love with Disney?
So I've been a Disney fan addict, quote unquote, since I was young. I always watched the Disney Channel. But I grew up in Oakland, California. So like going to Disneyland and doing those things, that was kind of like, wasn't really heard of. So as I got older, my first time going to Disney was actually when I was 21. But I still was a kid at heart. But the thing of it is, my mom, she was a single mother. And she really didn't have, all that, the income and everything to do so. And like, what most people do is like, we'll eventually go. But it got to the point where she's like, okay, I want to take me somewhere for my 21st birthday. And she surprised me and she said, yeah, she surprised me. And she was like, we're going to go to Disneyland. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was so funny because it was a week before I was getting ready to start my full-time job, my first full-time job, when I was 21. And we went there and we had a blast. I fell in love with this so much. And I was like, I want to live on Disney property one day. I still haven't gotten there, but I haven't got to live on Disney property yet. So I wanted to keep doing it and we kept going. And so as I've gotten older and as things became more expensive, me and my mom would just sit down and be like, okay, since we want to go this year again, we need to come up with a solution. We need to come up with a strategy. So I said, okay, so we decided we're going to go. That's the first step. Decide when we're going to go, during what time we're going to go. And is this going to be like an off-peak or on-peak season? And then we was like, okay, so what do we actually need to save for? So we started breaking it all down in categories, like from where we're going to be staying to what we're going to be eating. We list the places that we're thinking about eating, the places that we're thinking about snacking at, list all those down, how much it costs, and we double it up so that we can save more for that category. And then, we had the cash on hand. We went ahead, paid for the trip. We didn't have the stress or anything like that of, you know, you pulling out our credit card or we're going to go in debt behind this, those type of things. So it really opened my eye to, like, you know, I probably could show people how to do this. And I kind of put it on back burner because I'm like, it's a whole bunch of stuff out there already like that. So like I said in the early part of the show that, you know, my pod buddy was like, Candace, you really need to teach people how to save to go travel because you love doing it. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So that's where I'm at right now.
I love that. How many times have you been to Disney?
Oh my gosh. Since I was 21, I want to say, oh goodness. I want to say maybe about, has it been 10 times at least? I think it's been about 10 times. Yeah. I'm planning to go more. I finally got an annual pass.
Oh, good.
So, oh my God. That's another podcast in itself of the whole annual pass thing. That is like the most stressful thing to do.
Is it? Why?
Yes, because they only open it up during certain times. And I followed the annual key holder through Instagram. And so I'm like, you know, scrolling through and they finally announced that they're opening it up. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to jump on. So I'm like at work, you know, doing my work and I'm on my computer because they put you in a queue.
Okay.
They put you in a queue. The first time I did it last year, I had waited 14 hours.
What?
Only to know, find out that they completely like sold out. And the highest one it had was like $1,500. So I was like, no. Second time I was in the queue for 2.5 hours and I finally was able to get the magic key that I wanted. But it's crazy. They put you in a queue. You can't just go in there and actually click and purchase it. Oh. They put you in a queue and they say you're next in line. It's that type of system.
So how many do they allot each year?
It depends. It depends on when they want to make money.
Oh my God. And then is it a set price or is it like you're bidding?
So it's actually a set price in different tiers. So they have, and it's so sad that I know this. So they have, they have the Enchant Key, Believe Key, Dream Key, and then they have another key for people who live in the Southern California area. So I wanted to do the Enchant Key that's like, no, I wanted to do the Believe Key that's before the Enchant Key, which is really priced. They have their set prices. They do kind of go up a little bit every year. And once you're waiting, there's no guarantee that you want that you would get the key that you want. It's okay. No guarantee. No guarantee. So once you come up in the queue, then they'll list out what's available.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Who knew? Like I've been there so many times too. I actually in college, I was in the college program that they have. Uh-huh. So I worked at Epcot and for 6 months when I was in college and I led a tour through the House of the Future, which is the house now. Yes. So it was that long ago. So it was a great time, but I never knew that you had to kind of wait. I thought you could just walk up and be like, oh, I want a season's pass. Interesting. No. That's so interesting. So a majority of my listeners are moms. I can assume that many have children who are interested in going to Disney. And as we all know, it's so expensive and not getting any cheaper. Can you talk about ways parents can save for their trip to Disney?
Yes, definitely go on. So you can go for deals and packages. That's the one thing that I will say. I would recommend Costco going through Costco to get like a sort of Disney package. But if you're going to save, I wouldn't save based off of Costco pricing and packages. I will go onto the Disneyland website and get the pricing from there and kind of save. Because then not only are you knowing exactly how much it costs from their perspective, but you're also saving more than you need to. So I will say, write down first, brainstorm. Like, you know, write down everything from hotel to travel, how you going to get there, to the couple of things that people don't realize is you have Uber, Lyft, you have those little things. And then if you are not staying on property, staying where you're going to stay. If you go across, stay across the street, it's going to be priced higher. If you stay around the block or two blocks from the Disney park, it's actually going to be a lot inexpensive. So then you're like, okay, well, are we going to walk? Probably not. I wouldn't advise it. There's some long blocks. Okay. We tried it. We was like, uh-uh. So they do have a sort of a shuttle service. It's called the ARC, and it's like $6 per adult. And I think it's a little less than that for children. Factor that in. You have to break every single thing down. Then I would say go on the Disney website and start doing your research. Like, where are we going to eat? How much the tickets are? The longer you stay or the longer you play, the cheaper it is. So how many days you're going to do? Are you going to do a park hopper? Are you going to do single day? So it's a lot of things that you have to factor in. You write down all those categories all the way down to the nitty gritty, like even your coffee. We have a budget for our coffee as well. So you want to factor those in, and then you want to start writing down prices and compare prices. Once you do that, you want to add everything up. And then you're going to say, okay, so right now at the time of this recording, it's what? It's April already. Oh my gosh. Wow. So it's April. And you're like, okay, well, I want to go in October. So that's like almost about, I'm horrible at math. So it's like 5 or 6 months away or so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want to calculate how long it's going to take before you actually go on your vacation, and then divide that total amount by months. Okay. Then you say, okay, every month we need to save XYZ. So you either open up your savings account, or you do the cash envelope method, or you have a checking account, or be creative. I'm in this Disneyland group on Facebook, and one person stated that they buy Disneyland gift cards every time that they get paid, and they load them up, and they only use the gift card for certain things. So you have a gift card for your food. You have the gift card for your souvenirs, and only use that particular gift card for those things. You could do it that way. I love the cash envelope method, where I have my categories. I wish I can show everyone. I wish they could see. But I have been broken down to everything, emissions, travel, everything. And then I start putting my savings in each one of those categories. So I can do like a whole like course training on this and how I break everything down, but that's generally how I do so. And you'd be surprised, like once you paid everything off and you have extra money, you could just, you know, go ahead and get them Mickey premium bars that you wanted, instead of saying, kids, oh no, we can't get that. $6. I don't know how much they really are, but there's $6 probably up there. But then he's like, yeah, no, you can go ahead and get the premium bar because we budget for it. You know?
Right. What is the average price now for a family of, like, say, 4 to 5 people to go? What do you say?
Oh, my goodness.
For, like, I would say four to five days.
4 to 5 days? Goodness. It really can depend. Like, if you're staying, okay, so from a 2-people perspective, I would say me and my mom, that we always go, if we was to stay on Disney property, it's about $2,000, and we're going like only maybe 3 nights.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine, yeah. The tickets, park hoppers, I know it's about $230-something-ish for park hopper each. Uh-huh. And then you think about the little ones. It's only 3+. So if you have like a, you know, a 2-year-old, they can get in. You know, you don't have to worry about the ticket for them. But if your kids are like 3+, and they want to park hop, yeah, that's like, it's probably going about $250. So I would say $250 each person, each day. You definitely want to budget maybe about $3,000 to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Per person, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, not three. So probably about total. That's including the stay and park hopper. But you also have to think about, okay, are we going to live on a property, or are we going to live across the street? Or are we going to walk? Or are we going to, you know, it's so many different factors in this.
It just depends on what kind of experience they want.
Exactly.
Imagine.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And then you have to think about, do I want to do the Genie Plus? From a person that lives not so close to LA, I definitely want to, I live in California, but it's like a 7-hour drive to LA. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to do the Genie Plus because I don't want to be standing in lines. Who wants to do that? Like, no. I want to maximize my time, you know?
So the Genie Plus, it helps you cut the line?
Yes. So the Genie Plus is you download it on your phone, and they have lightning lanes for certain rides, not all the rides, but certain rides. Premium rides like Rise of the Resistance or the Cars Raider Racers in Disney California Adventure. Those are premium rides. So you can actually purchase the a la carte for those, which is, I think it's about $15 to cut the line, but that's just for one ride. And the Genie Plus
is funny, right?
I know, right? That's another thing too. Like, you definitely have to say, okay, I want to get on this ride, and then add that budget in as well. I do recommend the Genie Plus because, you know, it's not only are you cutting the line, it can actually plan out your day for you as well. Mm. And it could tell you like what next ride is available, or you're interested in this type of food or this type of snack. Hey, now it's time for you to go and get a snack. It kind of like plans out your day for you. So it's kind of like you're going like, you know, boom, boom, boom to the next ride, and it maximizes your time. So I love it so much.
Where do you suggest people stay?
So I suggest maybe a block or two away.
That's the cheaper.
Yeah, the block or two away. Simply because they have the art bus shuttle. Well, I don't know why I keep calling it a shuttle, but it's kind of like a city bus. Because it's that you only pay one price and you pretty much ride it all the time. Mm-hmm. And you can even do the on demand as well. So say for instance, your kids are tired or one of the kids needs to take a nap, you can actually go on the app. And you can actually request a ride. There's no additional, and they'll come pick you up and it'll take you back to the hotel. And then that same day, if you're like, okay, we're going back to the park, you can also do a ride on demand as well. So if you're staying not across the street, but, you know, a couple of blocks away, I would definitely say do so. Across the street is good because, you know, of course, location, location. You know, I've stayed across the street. I stayed at the Tropicana Hotel. I really liked it. I really do. The only thing is, I feel like it's priced higher than what it's worth. Mm-hmm. If you catch my drift.
Yeah.
Definitely need to do some updating on them hotels across the street. But they have some really nice hotels around. I have a timeshare, so I really don't pay for hotel pricing. Mm-hmm. I stay at the Worldmark Wyndham, which is like 2.5 long blocks away, but we definitely do the on-demand shuttle, the art transportation.
Should people get the Disney meal plan?
For the experience, I would say yes. If that's something that you want to do, add it to the budget. Add that as a category. You know me, I'm going to be like, add that in your budget. Calculate that in, you know. The thing of it is, you know, I when I teach things, I don't teach things to restrict, you know, people from not doing things that they want. Like if they want to go to the Goofy's Kitchen, I hear that's really popular, the breakfast that they have. Mm-hmm. Calculate that into your budget. I think it's like $50 per person. So add that in your budget so you can, you know, set aside money for it. So, yeah, if you want the experience, yeah, go for it, you know, but add it to your budget.
Does the cost change depending upon the season you visit?
Yes, it does. It does. So January, February, March is actually going to be a little lower. And then when we hit the spring break, summer times, of course, those are going to be a little higher. September and October is kind of in between. But once you start hitting October, you have, you know, you have the Oogie Boogie Bash, which I plan on going this year.
What is that? Talk about that.
The Oogie Boogie Bash. Okay, so Oogie Boogie Bash is like a not so scary type of Halloween bash. So they're really restricted on costumes and everything. It is so kid friendly, and they have like all the Disney villains there. It is at nighttime, and they have tree trails. So they have like these big old like barrels of treats and all kind of stuff, and then you get to meet the villains. You know, they have like the villains that come out that you haven't seen in years, that don't usually come out, like characters that don't usually come out, and you get to meet them and take pictures and everything. It's like a really, really fun, notice I haven't been yet, but I've been watching videos, okay, so I know it verbatim. It's just like a really, really fun time for your kids to just, you know, to just dress up and then, you know, meet those, if you're their favorite Disney villains.
That's so fun.
So it's really nice. I've seen so many YouTube videos of it, and I'm like, I have to go this year.
And you're going, that's great.
I sure am.
What's your favorite ride?
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see. My favorite ride. I will have to say number one is the Haunted Mansion. I love the Haunted Mansion. Now it's Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway that just opened up. So I was actually, I actually went and wrote that and experienced that. That was nice. Those are my top two for now. I got on the Raiders Racers. If you have a sensitive stomach, I wouldn't say get on that. Oh, you should have seen the picture when they snapped a picture of me and my mom. We was like... It was like face all weird and everything, but that's fun. It's fun after it's over with, of course, but I like that one. But yeah, the Haunted Mansion is up there for me. I love it.
Do you have any other suggestions for my listeners to save on their trip to Disney for their families?
Yes. January, even though it's cold and raining, January and February are the best months for you to go. Those are more off peak season. I know that summertime is when the kids want to go. Look for packages. Definitely go through Costco if you're a Costco member. Go through that. And like I stated, you know, look at, get on Disney's, you know, their mailing list. Sometimes they have like 15% off and those things. If you have a credit card, I am not a credit card fan, but if you have points, definitely use those points to help out as well for your vacation. But do a lot of research before you start booking. And also, for those of you, if you work for like a financial institution, because I currently work for a financial institution, we have something where it calls like tickets at work, where they have discounted Disneyland tickets. Look at those things. See what your job have to offer. But definitely do your research before you book. The Disneyland website is going to be priced higher because it's Disneyland website. So, check other websites to see if they have any discounts. And also, you could get the tickets from the hotel as well. But here's a caveat to that, the reservation system. So if you're like, oh, I'll just get the tickets from the hotel, I know it's going to be a discount, you have to reserve your day at the park before you go. So you definitely want to make sure you watch out for that as well.
Well, Candace, thank you so much for sharing your information. I really appreciate it. And I know my listeners will totally benefit from your experiences. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You have just listened to the Stay at Home Mom Yeah Right podcast with my mom. I hope you enjoy listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you liked it, please give it 5 stars. Thank you.